Welcome to the Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Heather Dominick, founder of businessmiracles.com and author of the book Different, the Highly Sensitive Leadership Revolution, found at differentthebook.com. Since 2010, I've been training highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders from around the globe to work less while making more impact and income by doing things differently. I'm so glad you joined me. Listen in and get ready. Get ready for a shift in the way you view yourself, your work, your life. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles podcast, episode 201, Navigate Tough Times with HSP Intuitive Auto Writing. In today's episode, I continue the conversation from our last episode, where I celebrated our 200th episode and included a surprise gift for you. So if you haven't listened to that 200th episode yet, be sure to do that. On that 200th episode, I also discussed one of our most important highly sensitive strengths, intuition. Today, we talk about the energy management tool of auto writing. Now, this tool supports HSPs in business and leadership with strengthening intuition intentionally. So you are intuitively taking action where it is most needed. I share how the core practice of using energy management tools consistently makes everything easier when it comes to your business or any form of leadership that you are looking to bring into the world. Whether that's access to easier creative marketing, ability to more easily create a genuine connection in a selling conversation, greater access to aligning the team that's meant to support you, or whatever it is that you're focusing on right now. Be sure to listen in until the end where I guide you through an auto writing experience to support you with receiving guidance on a current struggle, concern, or any area of confusion. This is an important one, so let's dive in together. We are going to use the energy management tool of auto writing to strengthen your intuition. Where I would like to begin is with a bit of a recap of using the highly sensitive strength of intuition as a core practice. So first thing that I just want to remind us is the definition of intuition. And that is the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. Dr. Judith Orloff, who specializes in her work with empaths, describes intuition as being intuitive means that you are open to non-linear knowledge that comes through gut feelings, aha moments, knowings, sensing energy, and dreams. Intuitive empathy is a form of intuition in which you literally sense and absorb energy and information into your own body from other people. The research study conducted by Christine McKellums and Jennifer Lerner from the University of Laverne and the University of Harvard, or Harvard University, publishing a paper in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology titled Trust Your Gut or Think Carefully, examining whether an intuitive versus a systematic mode of thought produces greater empathic accuracy. And what came out of this research using 900 people was that intuitive thinking, going with your gut and what feels right, and systematic thinking, carefully analyzing the information available through this research and this study, systematic thinking ended up being a more accurate way to read the feelings of others. Why is that? Because the study found that, as we see here in this model, that early environment overrode or often influenced the sensitivity genes. So what we're interested in as a community of highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders is what is needed so that we are available to consciously strengthen our highly sensitive strength of intuition through ongoing core practice so that our sensitivity genes are more available to inform our central nervous system and then therefore inform our response versus our early environment training. And that core practice is using energy management tools. And so the specific energy management tool of auto writing. I gave the challenge for those who chose to take it, no right, no wrong, no judgment, 7 days of auto writing. Using energy management tools is going to create a change in our nervous system response. Especially if you're using energy management tools as a true sense of nurture with the intention of forward movement, right? Nurture as in like part of the reins it process of that deep self-inquiry. And I say nurture because sometimes we all know we can use energy management to soothe. And the difference is in what the intention is behind the energy management. So am I going to use energy management to scurry away and burrow myself in my closet or in a corner when I'm upset because of what someone said to me or something didn't go my way? And I use it as a way to just kind of calm or, again, soothe the ruffled feathers or a sense of taking things personally. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's just a difference from something like the 7-day challenge that we intentionally engaged in, where we were using a question that was asking for our participation, our personal responsibility, and how we are meant to take action. That's the phrase of how am I meant to trust my intuition today? So that type of focus is going to set the energy management up to, again, change the nervous system response. Sometimes 7 days is, you know, still like a tug of war with self to self, or sometimes 7 days is enough to begin to feel that shift or experience a significant shift. What's important to remember is that if we're using or when we're using energy management tools like auto writing proactively and intentionally, the purpose is to make things lighter, to make things easier for ourselves. That's the reason. And that's really, really important to remember. So when you're feeling that resistance, you can ask, how much do I want to stay with how I'm feeling right now? Or would I like this to change? Part of the power of using the energy management tools, it changes the way our nervous system responds. 90% of the time, what we think we are afraid of, we are not actually afraid of. But if you don't engage in energy management to shift that nervous system response, you'll always stay on the same level, right? It's kind of like regurgitated fear. And then what you do is you find all of the evidence to support that regurgitated fear versus the clearing that then gives access to a new insight. It is absolutely just like any muscle that we are meant to build, it absolutely is a core practice that becomes easier with exactly that practice. So anything that you are, again, strengthening or learning for the very first time, for some reason, what just popped into my head was learning how to play the flute when I was in primary school, when I was in fourth grade, so like around 11. I loved that flute. I loved that flute because more than anything, I loved the case that the flute came in. I think I wanted the case to be like my own bedroom. Like it was like beautifully lined with this like royal blue lining that was like really attractive and soft. And so I loved that flute, but I didn't really love playing the flute. I liked looking at it. I liked touching it. I liked having it on my shelf, right? And yet the playing part, that just for whatever reason wasn't so fun. So surprise, surprise, I did not master the flute, right? I didn't stay with the flute. And in all honesty, there wasn't enough of a motivation for me because it wasn't the music, right? Or the making of music that was really attractive to me. It was the way that the flute looked. All to say, right, if we're not really motivated to have a different experience or different connection with how it is that we use that strength of intuition and receive guidance, we're probably not going to be motivated to stay with the practice of auto writing or any other energy management tool that would support in that way. No right or wrong or judgment, but it just does come back to that question, which is, what do we want? And if you do want to strengthen that clarity, then practice will deliver that to you. Again, energy management tools, and specifically auto writing, helps to calm our nervous system and allows the nervous system to respond differently. So there is part of the process, which is the relaxing of that over-engaged thinking mind, where we are using the auto writing to shift from the head brain only down into the heart brain. But no one taught us that before. So it takes some practice, which takes some time. I want to again emphasize that, as I've been sharing, all energy management tools, and specifically auto writing, are to support with managing and calming your nervous system. So let's write that down. Are to support with managing and calming your nervous system. The intention of energy management tools is to make everything easier. And let's write that down as well. To make everything easier. To make everything easier for us as highly sensitives, because when we have a greater sense of management on our nervous system and are able to proactively use our nervous system as a tool rather than this thing that's happening to us, then we are more available to access our strengths and to create what we want in the world from our strengths, which again means more easily. Now, when I say it makes everything easier, that could be about your own relationship with yourself. Less time caught in agony, less time caught in engaging with the superego voice, that internal voice that's always berating you, criticizing you. Making things more easier when it comes to your relationships, having a greater access and availability to your words and language when it comes to difficult conversations, or simply being present and available to those that you care about versus being in overprotection and worried or anxious about the nervous system flooding. And then absolutely more easy when it comes to your business or any form of leadership that you're looking to bring into the world. Easier access to creative marketing, easier access to be able to really create a genuine connection in a selling conversation, greater access to aligning the team that's meant to support you, or whatever it is that you are focusing on right now and how it is that you're meant to be bringing your gifts to the world. That's the intention. From there, I want to share a little bit about my own personal approach to auto writing. So first of all, as in anything, again, that we're learning or any muscle that we're strengthening, it is going to start out general. So write that down. It's going to start out general. I'm going to go back to my flute analogy, right? So I pick up the flute and start to, you know, flout Mozart. I don't know, is that the even right way you would say that, right? It's just not. You have to start with the real general. Here's an eight note. This is a terrible analogy because I am like the last person when it comes to music. So bear with me. But here's an A note. Here's a B note. Here's a C note. And you have to practice the basics, the general concept, before then you're able to get more intricate, to be able to weave notes together that come out as a song. And so it's the same with something like auto writing. You are going to receive something more general at first. Now, here's what I will tell you in all of my years of, first of all, practicing auto writing for myself, as well as all of my years of teaching auto writing to other highly sensitive entrepreneurs. Even though I have heard many, many times this same concern, I'm just getting general information. What I have literally never heard is a member share with me that they're receiving negative response. I have never heard someone say that when they sat down to auto writing, the response that they got was, "You're a loser. Stop writing now." It might be general, but it's typically positive. I mean, that's a lovely thing to hear. Keep going. You're on track. We love you. For my own practice, hearing those general responses, receiving those general responses, whether it was when I was first starting out or still now, sometimes with the more intricate questions that I ask, as I would in any conversation, I follow up with clearer questions. If I don't understand the response that I'm receiving, I ask for clarity. So let's just focus on that for a moment. Being able to follow up with questions is not only a valuable practice when it comes to using the energy management tool of auto writing, but using auto writing to practice follow-up questions is a great muscle strengthener when it comes to any conversation that you're having. Write that down. Any conversation that you're having, whether it be with a friend, a family member, a team member, or most importantly, a client, or even more importantly, a potential client. Half the time, opportunities are missed because we don't ask for further clarity. Opportunities are missed because we operate from assumption and fear of what we will hear. So, what safer place to practice follow-up questions than between you and your higher self, or between you and your intuition, or between you and your heart, or you and God, or whatever language you want to use in regards to auto writing. So I personally have become a master at auto writing follow-up questions. And by master, I just mean I do it. Okay? So from this place, we are going to prepare for a full experience of auto writing. And to do that, we're going to start by placing our hands on our heart, putting down our pens and pencils, pushing the keyboard aside, and taking a moment to connect in, and remembering to take some time to get quiet and to get still. Yes, that is part of the practice. So together we place our hands on our hearts. If you haven't yet, I invite you to close your eyes. And together we're going to take in a breath. Breath in and let it out. And together again, breath in and let it out. And one more time for the power of three, breath in and let it out. With eyes still closed and hand still on heart, we're going to take our free hand and we're going to take our index finger on our free hand and place it between the pinky and ring finger on the hand that hovers over our heart. And with that index finger, we're going to tap that meridian between our pinky and ring finger hovering over the heart. And as you're tapping, bring to mind an area for yourself in your business or elsewhere that currently feels like a struggle or a concern, or just maybe a worry or confusion. Or a question mark. Go with whatever comes to mind for you first. No right or wrong or judgment. But see if you can give yourself permission to just not deliberate, not have to have the perfect focus, but just what pops in. Keep tapping and keep that area of focus that has popped into your mind, showed itself to you, dropped into your heart. Keep tapping, and together we're going to take a breath in and let it out. Now move your hand from your heart to your forehead, either touching your forehead or hovering just over your forehead, and allow your second hand to follow. And once again, using the index finger to tap that meridian between your pinky and ring finger on the hand that hovers or lays on your forehead. Connecting into that third eye, staying focused on that area of concern that showed itself to you. Keeping eyes closed, allow the hands to relax, float gently back down into your lap. Together we take a breath in, we let it out, we gently bow our heads, allow our eyes to just gently come back on open, pick up pen or pencil, paper that's in front of you, keyboard if absolutely necessary, and write down first and foremost, a calling in of your higher self, your higher source. For me and my auto writing, the calling in for me is always dear God, Jesus, angels, great ones, and all of my guides. For you, it might be dear intuition, dear higher self, dear heart, whatever it is, just let that flow out of your pen or pencil or keyboard to paper and call in that higher support. Then skip a line and write down the area of concern that showed itself to you in our centering and heart connection. Skip another line. And now take that area of concern and place it into the form of a question. How am I meant to? What do I need to know? What will be of value to me? Or any other similar phrase that intentionally involves you with personal responsibility into the area of concern. Once you've written the question, place your non-writing hand on your heart If needed, close your eyes again. If needed, tap your meridian again. And drop in to receive the answer. It might come to you in words. It might come to you in images. It might come to you in colors. Trust what you receive and write it down. See if you can allow the words to flow onto the paper almost without needing to think them first. It doesn't matter if it makes logical sense or not at this moment. And then, if needed, check in for a follow-up question. Can you please explain more clearly? Will you please show me more directly? I don't understand, fill in the blank. Please help me. Or simply, what else am I meant to know here? And again, connecting in through heart. Allow yourself and the words to form almost without even needing to think about that. Trusting what you receive. No right, no wrong, no judgment. Especially if it doesn't make sense, and especially if it scares you. Now, if what you have received does scare you, rather than resisting it and not writing it, allow yourself to go to a deeper question. Allow yourself to write, "This is very frightening to me. What do I need to know to help me release the fear? What do I need to know to help me release the fear?" Or any other follow-up questions that you're guided to ask. And then when ready, the final question for today: what do I need in order to trust what I've just received? What do I need in order to trust what I just received? And then when ready, give gratitude. Thank you so very much. Or it might be, this is still open for me. I will be back to continue this conversation. And thank you for this beginning. And then breath in and let it out. Another practice that's part of auto writing for me is I seal each auto writing with the same phrase. I always end with thank you and amen. And then I draw a little heart. So that's for me to almost like help seal that connection. Whether I'm going to come back to this particular focus on auto writing or not, but for me, that closing phrase helps seal the connection and also helps me then really be able to re-enter my body physically if needed, and then be available for the rest of my day to go to sleep or whatever it is that's happening next. So my invitation, my mentor invitation for you is first of all, taking a moment, placing your hand back on your heart if needed, and connecting in with what you received from this training, what your takeaway is, and how you will use it. And take a moment to write that down. And then my invitation is, allow yourself to sit in this energy for at least another 10 minutes, if possible. And to remember, energy management tools make things easier. Use your sensitivities as strengths. Until next time.
Thank you for being a part of this Business Miracles podcast episode and for beginning to dip your toe into the journey of highly sensitive leadership training. If you are ready to truly use your sensitivities as strengths in all parts of your work and life, I invite you to connect for a one-on-one chat. You will experience being deeply listened to, and together we'll get a sense of whether the highly sensitive leadership training programs are the best next step for you and your highly sensitive journey at this time. Just go to www.claritycall.com to schedule a conversation. We so look forward to connecting with you. Talk to you soon.